Okay, then moving to the full council meeting with the agenda as before you. First item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes of the meeting of the council on the 25th of July 2023 as published on the council's website. Someone else proposed to accept that. Is the council heard? Someone second that? Thank you. Okay, yeah, all those in favour? Apologies for absence, no change on that.
Mr. Mayor, for the record, we've received apologies from Councillors Beattie, Godfrey, Jones, Loughran, Howell, and Phillips and Rose.
Okay. Thank you. Any declarations of interest? That's all we need. Thank you. Right, in terms of announcements this evening, councillors, one to hear the first of which is this Sunday, the Battle of Britain commemoration on 17th, there will be a church service in the Collegiate Church of St Mary's, followed by a wreath laying ceremony at the Boro War Memorial. Tactical Supply Wing, the RAF, will then undertake a short freedom parade from Earl Street to Victoria Park on the left hand side. Secondly, I'd like to, I'm sure you want to join with me, in congratulating Milford Cricket Club, a Milford Club Cricket Club, who have recently won their first ever bonus village cup at Neville Place Lords Cricket Ground, which is absolutely fantastic. 300 clubs competed in this across the village level, and it was narrowed down to, I went to the first part of the semi-final, which was stopped due to rain, and was replayed again at Milford, and they won there and went on to beat Leeds and Bromfield Cricket Club from Kent at Lords. This is a fantastic achievement, and we extend our congratulations to them and David Smith, the chair. I've also heard today, it might have been soon, I don't know, but they've just also done a double of the South Stoke County League as well. So it's nice to see good success. On a more solemn note, it is with sadness that I have to announce the passing of former councillor and mayor John Alan Russell and councillor Margaret Rose Goodall, and I'd like you to stand with me from the sadness. Okay, item 5 on the agenda, public question time.
No questions today.
Thank you. Council session?
No council session items, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. In that case, item 7 on the agenda, notice of motion. First of which, from paragraph 13.1 of the council procedure rules, has been proposed by Councillor Edgeworth and Councillor Hurt. Councillor Edgeworth, would you like to propose this?
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and good evening, everyone. Yes, I would like to propose it. I would say this is red on the agenda, but I'd also like to say the Samaritans do a tremendous amount of good work helping people when they're in a crisis situation. We never know from day to day if we might need their help. I would hope everyone in this chamber would support this motion to recognise the amount of good work that the Samaritans do within the borough. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Edgeworth. This will be seconded by Councillor
Burke. Yes, Mr. Mayor, good evening. I'm delighted to second this motion. A good Samaritan is somebody who is compassionate, who helps people in trouble. If you look at the Bible parable of the Good Samaritan, he is someone who helped a stranger. I happened to visit the Samaritans in Stafford Garden Street a couple of years ago, and the work they do in terms of prison and school outreach, as well as their listening service, is without parallel. Offering confidential and emotional support, often when people are at their lowest in distress. They are a unique charity dedicated to reducing feelings of isolation and disconnection that can lead to suicide. The fact that they have been operating within Stafford for the last 60 years and celebrate that anniversary this year, I think is something that we should recognise, and I hope that this motion will secure the support of everyone in this chamber. Thank you.
Councillor Lindsay.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just a very quick one for me. I also will be supporting this motion. I've had a lot of dealings with the Samaritans over the years in Stafford, occasionally putting pots of money from different funds we get, particularly on county, towards them. They do a great job along with other partners. We've got the church and everything else. Without these people, who almost serve the silent majority, the silent minority, because we don't realise how people are suffering and what the ultimate effect of that can be. Just as an example, I think it was a fantastic initiative. When I was chair of West Midlands Rail, we worked with the Samaritans to put posters on all of the stations to say, in a very discreet way, if you're not feeling happy, if you want some help, pop along. And just a little thing like that, if it saves one life, it's fantastic. And I have no problem at all supporting this motion, and I hope it's a tree that will grow as fast as the Samaritans do. It'd be nice if we didn't need them, but sadly we do. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Anybody else wish to speak? Councillor Kane.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to say that I fully support the motion. It's a very small ask for an organisation that gives so very much.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I should also like to support this motion because not that long ago the Samaritans did a very big favour to Stafford in general and to my ward, Pankside, in particular, because they arranged the planting of, I think, of 70 saplings to celebrate their years. And they've been planted in Meadow Road Park in Pankside. And the hope is that they will grow into a real decent wood of trees, or copse perhaps, where people can actually go and meditate, you know, and sit down quietly and contemplate without all the noise and bustle around them. And they're also going to provide a bench, a wooden bench, for this purpose as well. So, you know, great gratitude to the Samaritans for that. So it's rather nice that we're giving them a tree in exchange. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
There are no more comments from councillors or those in favour of this motion. That's unanimous. Thank you. Item 7B, in that case, the notice of motion pursuant to paragraph 31 of the council procedure rules has been proposed by Councillor Sandford and seconded by Councillor Paradise. Councillor Sandford, would you like to?
Mr. Mayor, good evening everyone. The motion is set out in the agenda. It's quite lengthy, so I'm not going to read it word by word. I hope all of you can support it this evening. To be blunt, it's quite quite an important issue to a lot of residents. This unfortunately affects a huge number of people that live in the borough, use a vital service. The council's got a good opportunity to actually lead the way on supporting people nationally. We have huge support, over half a million consultations. It's due to be debated in Parliament, and I'm sure I look at the local authorities, no one is actually doing the same thing, so this council's got a real opportunity to lead the way. Thank you.
Thank you. That is seconded by Councillor Roberts.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'm happy to second the motion and I reserve the right to speak.
Anybody else like to Councillor Mayor?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The motion, in my view, is not the best worded motion I've ever seen. However, I think the sentiments are well founded, and I think the impact on the elderly of the borough and those who are have access issues potentially visual impairments and the likes, I think is significant. And as a result, I think this is something that we should be supporting. It's a pity that the motion does not seek assurances on the position of staff, because I think that is relevant, and equally doesn't ask for the delivery model that the rail delivery group has in mind, because there has been no innovation with any of these areas for the last, or since privatisation. Ticketing in other areas and other parts of the country use the cheapest fares, for example, on the underground. They use multimodal, you can go from trains to buses to anything else. I think this is a huge missed opportunity by the rail delivery group not to look at what the future model could be, and then provide easy, convenient ticketing solutions rather than trying to remove something that is viewed as important by one in eight people within the borough. And as a result, this is something that I certainly will be supporting. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Yes, I will be supporting this motion. I think it's really good that you've highlighted it. I mean, it's protecting jobs, but it's not only that. I mean, I use it myself, so, you know, and I'm sure there's many, shall I say, older generation of an age group that do use it, because they get confused when they're trying to book it online or book it on their phone or anything. I mean, in 20 years' time, yeah, they might be doing away with ticket offices, but at the moment I think we need it in Stafford. We've got so many people suffering from all different mental health problems and things, you know, so I would fully support this motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, I would support Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just that I will be supporting this motion, but again, as Councillor Furze just said, I do think that we need to sort of look a little bit more innovatively about these things. It's not about buildings or an office, it's about the people who work in them. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's more that could be done in terms of, for example, roving on the platform or on the trains themselves as customer service, where they could help people who need tickets, but when they're not helping the people who want a ticket, they can be directing people to the trains they want, or the toilets, or whatever else. And I think innovation is the way forward here, and I'm not sure whether this is particularly innovative, just don't close the railway ticket offices. We're living in an age now where we look towards technology, and I think that this will happen in a different form in the not too distant future anyway. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I support the motion as well. I mean, a recent experience I had when trying to purchase a railway ticket to Rugby. I consider myself a capable and computer user, optimistic. I ticked all the boxes. I get a window that I can see. None there. I ticked all the boxes. It's still none there. All right. I'll log out, switch it off, and I'm on again. I'm in IT protocol. And try again. No success. So then I went down to the ticket office, bought a ticket from a very pleasant gentleman, gave me a smile, and dropped a ticket, and explained to me that there were no reservations available on that particular train that you couldn't reserve the seats on. So possibly I ticked the wrong box, something bushy, or maybe it was just called the website. But if it handed to the ticket office, I would have struggled to get the ticket. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. If there are no comments, then I'd like to put that motion to vote. All those in favour? So, beg your pardon.
The Council's not able to come back.
Sorry.
Is
that so?
No, thank you, Mayor.
Just the
Mayor, sorry.
So, again, those in favour of the motion? Unanimously. Oh, okay, moving on to item 8 on the agenda, the draft sex establishment policy. Councillor Borden is to move on this one.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The purpose of this item is to seek members' approval of the policy to ensure effective control of sex establishments in Borough. No doubt members have reviewed the recommended policy, which is attached as an appendix, so I'll confine my comments to a brief summary of what is before us. We should note that in 2009, Parliament made it lawful to operate such establishments. Adoption of this legislation by the Council in 2011 gave us a statutory duty to license and authority to regulate their operation. This includes setting terms, conditions, and fees for the granting, renewal, and variation of licences. Now, there is no legal requirement for a specific policy to underpin this process, but it can assist in exercising control over whether, where, and how such establishments may operate. And it may prevent legal challenge by way of appeal or judicial review, which might have cost implications. The policy before you accords with the principles of the 2009 Act and is based on a review of similar policy documents in use by other local authorities. It sets out the application procedure and conditions relating to the granting and operation of such a licence and will provide a guide for all stakeholders on considering an application. It aims to ensure transparency and consistency in decision making. The recommended policy has been subject to public consultation during the summer, including with interested bodies such as the police and the Safer Partnership team. It underwent subsequent refinement and has been through community wellbeing scrutiny and final cabinet reviews. It's intended the process sits within our established licensing function and falls within the licensing committee review. There are no financial implications arising from its adoption, but there are risks arising from not having a sound policy in place, as I mentioned earlier. I commend the policy to members and move its approval. I ask that the relevant service be authorised to determine unopposed licences and the officer's scheme of delegation be approved, and that the terms of reference of the licensing committee also the amended approval. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mayor,
you've
got
the right to speak.
Mr. Mayor, thank you. Anybody wish to comment on this particular issue? In that case, Councillor, do you want to speak on this
one? No, I should pass on this one, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. All those in favour of this policy? Yes, Karen. There are no items of service.
But Mr. Mayor, I think it should be noted that today, I think this is a record. It's the first meeting I've been to in 44 years. We've actually agreed on everything. That's almost unbelievable. I don't want to go in the Guinness Book of Records. And it just shows, Mr. Mayor, it just shows. Stop talking at the back. It just shows, Mr. Mayor, that while there are areas which divide us, there are also areas which unite us. And we've been fortunate tonight to hit on all of those. So I think well done to all of us.
Thank you for that comment, Councillor Coleman. I think I'll put it down to excellent chairmanship from your
comment. Oh, so sorry.
I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor, it's football excited in my own issue. Okay, if that's the case, then I'll formally close this. That would be
completed. That is the way from there, that's the other. That's the hand of feedback. That's the hand of
feedback. So we saw that in the end of the meeting. I do it.